Welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 126 here, always with Colin.
Hey, guys.
All right, we got one to go over from last week, and then we'll get into some new stuff. We got an update from Death Stranding 2.
Death Stranding 2 on the Beach receives an official age rating, hinting at the development is near its end. Hideo Kojima himself has teased that a new trailer for the game could be coming soon. The trailer could drop at a rumored PlayStation State of Play, believed to be, which, you know, State of Play just came out, what, a couple of days ago now?
Yeah.
But, of course, this was the last week's topic. But yeah, it's rated M for mature.
Which,
no shocker.
We already knew that, pretty much. Unless they would have brought back A for adult for it.
I mean, they still have AO. It's just not very used very often.
No, it's never used.
Same way with T's, hardly used nowadays.
Surprisingly, Spider-Man 2 was T. I noticed that yesterday.
Surprised they didn't make it E for E10+.
Yeah, I know. Usually what it is, that's what replaced T pretty much.
Actually, I don't believe in the State of Play it got mentioned at all. So that was a complete rumor, I believe, last week.
Yeah. Yep. Which we should make it to the recap, but might go over it later.
That is a topic, guys, but we'll see if we make it.
Yeah, I'm sure we probably will. All right, we'll move on. So I know I played it when I was little. I think you played it with me, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. But
on the PS1.
Yeah, on the PS1. But apparently Tony Hawk was living in his car when he was offered $300,000 for Tony Hawk Pro Skater from Activision.
So honestly, the time that that took place, it don't surprise me, but that was actually the reality at the time. Because, you know, yeah, he was technically a pro skateboarder then, but as far as like actual endorsements and stuff go, skateboarding wasn't as widely accepted as what it is in today's time.
Right.
But, so, I mean, he basically started the whole trend of it being a famous, you know, competitive sport to an extent. Or, you know, obviously he's the one that looks back and people in history are like, oh yeah, it's Tony Hawk. It's skateboarding. It has to be him.
Right.
You know, obviously, like, I'll go, like, basketball here. You look back at different generations, and depends how old you are, depends who you says that, you know, that player would be. But for skateboarding, it's always Tony Hawk. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't even tell you professional skateboarder today's time. They're out there, but, you know.
I don't know if I can tell you one besides Tony Hawk.
Yeah. But yeah, so it don't surprise me, but that was his living situation back in the mid-90s? Early 90s.
Well, Tony Hawk Pro Skater released in 1999, so.
Yeah. So yeah, but I mean, still a 300K, and that was just for the first game. That didn't count for the second game. Going on with this, former Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick said that Activision's offered world-famous skateboarder Tony Hawk $300,000 to lend his name and likeness to the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater game. An offer that came at a low point for him financially. In an interview with the Grit podcast, Kotick claimed that Hawk was living in his car at the time. Going through his second divorce, Kotick said that Hawk was desperate for money, so he signed him with an additional 1.5% royalty rate that they renegotiated in the future as time went on. Like I said, I think later on in that article it said that, you know, how successful the first game was, and obviously they made a second game, and what, they're up to 5 now total?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it said that Pro Skater did well, but Pro Skater 2, that was an awesome game, and that was the explosion of the business, which I kind of agree with that. I played mostly 1, but 2 is a better game. And then it's debatable from there if, you know, 3 and 4 was better or not. Just depends, I think, on nostalgia. But I think 5 was kind of a decline.
I know a lot of people complain about 5 and how buggy it was.
Yeah. Let's see. It said in 2019, Tony Hawk said that Activision offered him a $5,000 buyout for any future royalties, but he turned that down. And his decision paid off because he received $4 million in royalty checks after Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4 was released.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely paid off to turn that down from Activision.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone... They're lowballing for sure. Don't know why they think anyone would take that.
Well, I mean, in 1999, they offered him $300,000. And then in 2019, you only offer him $500,000?
You said $5,000 a couple seconds ago.
I meant
$500,000. Oh.
Either way, $4 million is way more than either one of those, but...
Yeah.
$300,000 in 1999, 2019,
$500,000 for a buyout. I think it's roughly around the same amount. I don't know what inflation accounts for. I'm going live for that.
All right. And then while you're doing that, it says that, you know, they remade Pro Skater 1 and 2 in 2020, and then Pro Skater 5 in 2015, and marking the end of the contract with Activision. And then it says, while remakes of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 are reportedly not in the works, Hawk confirmed that the series will continue on.
They couldn't even give them with inflation for what it was worth. But with inflation, it winds up being about $568,316.
Yeah, so they is definitely lowballing.
Almost a full 100,000.
Which, to be fair, I mean, Bobby Kotick, like, nobody liked him. That's why when Microsoft bought him out, he left, because nobody liked him. He was getting a bunch of lawsuits, you know, saying he treated people crappy. So, makes sense.
Yeah.
But we can move on. Nintendo is applying for more anti-Power World patents.
I love Nintendo.
We always like to keep you guys up to date on this crap.
Nintendo's ongoing patent infringement lawsuit against Pocket Pair creators of Power World has primarily been confined to Japan so far, where they're seeking over $66,000 in damages for free patent claims, but could this legal battle soon extend into the U.S. Recent developments suggest that Nintendo may be preparing for a similar fight on American soil. It appears that Nintendo will have a much harder fight on its hands in the U.S., though, with Games Trade reporting that the United States Patents and Trademarks Office overwhelmingly rejected 22 out of the 23 patent claims. So, yeah, they're out there just applying away for these patents, and over here we're just like, no, that don't count.
I mean, it's kind of stupid to even...
Well, you think how many American-made games are based so close to, you know, a Japan, especially Nintendo, rip-off to an extent, that they'd be like, okay, what do we would shut down our whole entire, like, game
industry. It would screw a lot of games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Nintendo just needs to calm down a little bit.
Usually I'm for Nintendo, but this one's getting a little out of hand.
Yeah, just leave Power World alone. Like, it's fine.
Just admit that they made a better game than you.
Yeah, that's all it is, too. Like, yes, Legends Arceus is good, and it's like Power World, but Power World is just way better, and they can't accept that. It's definitely way better than Scarlet or Violet. Those are so buggy and run bad on the Switch and everything. That's why they're so upset.
Well, that is one you technically have to have online to play, and the other one you don't.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's see. That's just Nintendo. It just says Nintendo seeks even more anti-Power World patents in the U.S. Not all of Nintendo's anti-Power World U.S. patent applications have been successful. In early December 2024, the USPTO rejected one of them on 32 out of 33 claims. And the remaining, 32,
did you say 32?
32 out of 33.
Oh, I may have misread mine, or I may have misquoted it, because I've definitely thought it said 22 and 23.
And it says the remaining claim describes a system for switching mountable virtual creatures on the fly while the player character is riding them. The USPTO stated that this invention would be allowed if submitted independently. In early February 2025, a Nintendo attorney requested an interview with a patent examiner to argue this case in greater detail and attempted to get more of its claims granted. So about the switching virtual creatures on the fly while riding them, that comes from Legends Arceus, because you can switch riding Pokemon on the fly, like the deer to the bird to the bear or whatever, just rolling the fly. So like Power World, unless they update, I don't remember being able to do it on the fly, like while you're like in the air changing, riding the POW. I think you had to like land if you're on a bird and then throw out your deer or something and get on it and then ride it. I don't think you can do it on the fly.
It's been a while since I played it. They could have updated it today.
They could have updated it. But what I'm saying, like, when we played it, it wasn't like that. So unless Nintendo's just following that patent so they can't update it to do that, or they're following that patent because they did update it to do that, I'm not sure.
Yeah. But I don't think you should be able to file a patent. I mean, yes, the whole entire point of an initial patent was, like, for inventions, for you not to take somebody else's invention. But at this point in time, especially in gaming world, you can't do something that's already been out or thought of for a while.
Yeah,
You can, but I don't agree with, you know, shouldn't be a thing to be agreed upon.
No, I don't think so either. And I thought it was crazy enough for them to patent throwing a ball. Like how the ball was thrown and crap and how the sphere was thrown. I thought that was crazy enough to patent that, but trying to patent changing your animal on the fly, like, it's crazy.
No, that's saying that no other game can do that too. Like if you use
right,
it,
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little too much, Nintendo, I think.
Like you literally make like a animal simulator and you switch between animals and Nintendo could technically come after you.
Yeah.
In a technical standpoint.
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't know. These might not even go through for the US, but I know 32 out of 33 haven't, but this last one might not either.
Yeah, because what, this one's still up for debate. It hasn't been rejected yet.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been accepted yet either.
Right. US is a little more strict on their patents, I guess, than Japan.
Japan's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Which I say Japan probably plays a lot, or not, Nintendo probably plays a lot into certain sections of Japan's politics and stuff.
Probably.
I would assume so.
I'd say Nintendo does have quite a bit of pull in Japan. But we can move on from that. We have the Sony State of Play recap.
Yeah, with no Death Stranding on it.
Yeah.
I got the whole recap here. State of Play's big reveal was Sorrows, a new single-player IP that builds on Renurals Awards winning third-person action and roguelike Master Rose at Housemarque, which got what we said there was going to be a rumor that they was getting a new IP a couple weeks ago, or last week.
Yep.
So, there's that. Borderlands 4 release date set for September. Gearbox has dedicated reveal. I thought it said revival for a second. I was like, wait a second. Reveal show coming this spring. Former GTA 5 lead properly shows off his new city-sized action game coming this summer. And it looks like Cyberpunk 2077 meets GTA, so a cross between those two. Sony is giving us Days Gone Remastered instead of Days Gone 2.
Sounds like a Sony thing to me.
Yep. Don't give them what they want. Just give them a remake of what they loved in the past.
Games that don't even need remade or remastered yet.
Yeah, but it's getting free new game modes. It's getting Horde, Permadeath, and Speedrun. Liza P DLC, Overtur, is coming this summer. Stellar Blade is hitting PC, so it's no longer a completely Sony exclusive. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds announcement trailer proves Sega is coming for Mario Kart 9's throne, transforming cars, which I still find that funny that they're comparing, you know, a Sonic or a Sega game to a Nintendo since they're pretty much partners.
Pretty much.
But at the same time, I guess they're saying that because it was on a Sony thing, because Sega's just like, I will sell it wherever I can.
Right, yeah, they're not exclusive to Nintendo, but
they do have more partnerships, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because obviously you got a Sega emulator on Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Studio behind one of 2017's most underrated shooters announced for sci-fi first-person shooter as State of Play, and it looks like Doom meets Armored Core, which I don't know which studio that was. I forgot to go a little bit deeper into that one. Metal Gear Solid 3 Remake release date confirms PlayStation League. Snake returns this August. Like a Dragon, another Like a Dragon title, just not this one's on. This one's not on Xbox so far.
Yeah.
Pirate Yakuza will soon be playable demo and unexpectedly adorable Dave the Diver crossover. Over a year after Sega revealed its grand IP revival, Shinobi Art of Vengeance is officially coming this August. And Monster Hunter Wilds has already revealed its first free update, and it's adding one of the all-time favorite monsters this spring. I had to pull that from articles because I didn't have time to watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Usually I do sit down and watch all these things before recording, but I didn't have time.
Yeah. I mean, no really heavy hitters from Sony. That, you know, I seen a rumor before the State of Play that, you know, remakes for the Greek games of God of War were going to be announced, and that they didn't even mention God of War. And kind of a letdown of a State of Play, in my opinion. But, I mean, just to pick something, my favorite thing from that would probably be just Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, pretty much. I mean, Metal Gear Solid, and they're good games, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the one where you face the sniper at the end, isn't it?
I think so. Best I can remember.
I remember the cheat code back in the day to beat that guy, how it actually happened to fight him.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a true cheat code. You just had to set your console setting to, like, a week or so ahead, like, date-wise, and he would die of old age.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
So you would kill him just by waiting time out, basically.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard that. I never did it, but
I tried it. It worked.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
whatever works.
I went back and played it regular too, but yeah. It was still nice trying out something like that.
Yeah. All right. Move on. Try to get a couple more topics in. Rocksteady is apparently starting work on a new Batman game.
A new insider report suggests that Rocksteady could be working on a new single-player Batman. Following the icy reception of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, Rocksteady made a name for itself with Batman Arkham series, earning near universal acclaim for putting players in the role of the Dark Knight. With a level of quality that few licensed titles have reached before, the Arkham series would set the standard for superhero games to come, influencing titles like Insomniac Spider-Man series with its combat atmosphere and approach to storytelling and that dug deep into the core concepts of the characters while getting new spins on classic rogue galleries.
Yeah, so, I mean, as long as it's something like Arkham Knight and they don't completely screw it up like, you know, Kill the Justice League, then it'll be all right. Because, I mean, Arkham Knight was a really good game. But the first game that I bought for my Xbox One back in the day.
Well, it's always harder to make a villain / anti-hero style game opposed to what it is to make an actual hero game.
Yeah, and just the way they went about Kill the Justice League, you know, same thing that Arkham Knights had, you know, have like 4 or 5 people on the screen at all times. You can't mm-hmm. just play one at a time. You have to have all of them, whether you're playing friends or not. And that's just a stupid decision. It's always online. There was no offline mode. It's just stupid decisions like that that kill a game. And it's never going to work. I don't care if it's 20 years from now. A game like that is not going to work. Nobody likes that.
No. You should always have that option to play offline if you want to.
Yeah.
Or not be connected to a technical server.
Right. And yeah, it's 2025, but not everybody has a good, reliable Wi-Fi network still. And there's still several places that just don't have Wi-Fi at all. So give them that option to play offline.
Yeah, paying that much for a game, you should have both options.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, I understand if like the game's like completely just meant to be a certain style of gameplay. Like if it's meant to just be an... You know, if you came out and was like, oh yeah, I'm making this game strictly an online first-person shooter only, then whatever, so be it. Like, I don't think Call of Duty, it would be like trying to be like, oh yeah, yeah, for Call of Duty, we're going to make it to where you have to play a campaign online.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a choice not to.
Right.
That's basically what they've done with Kill the Justice League.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's going to be an online game only, say that. Don't just wait until people buy it and find that out.
Which, speaking of Call of Duty, they made that mistake with Black Ops 3. Because mm-hmm. it was going to be more online-based than anything else at the time. I remember that was a big controversy about 10 years ago now.
Yep. I think it was exactly 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, at the end of the year, but yeah, still. Because we're in 2025, it came out in 2015, but obviously they come out in like October, November time frames.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so, yeah.
Crazy to think about. That was 10 years ago, but...
Now I feel old.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that was a controversy back then. And, I mean, it's still a controversy now because, like you said, there's still not places with ample... Like, your brother literally had to get satellite internet for where he lives at just because their internet's not reliable enough. Where it is.
Like 35 megabytes per second. That's what my mom's was.
Right here.
Yeah, that's... I don't get it. I don't get what goes through developers' minds when it comes to online-only games. Like, I get online-only games, whatever, but don't... Like I said, say it out front before somebody buys it, and then it says, oh, no, you have to be online all the time to play this game. just be upfront about it.
Yep.
You'll get less crap about it.
And at least make it to where you don't bug out all the time if it is online all the time.
Yeah. All right, move on. EA seems to imply that Madden is returning to Nintendo with the Switch 2.
Wilson singled out EA's money-spinning sports franchise, Madden and Football Coach, as potential finding real energy on Nintendo Switch 2, and also pointed to The Sims and games that could do well on the console. Anytime a new console comes into the marketplace that of a benefit to us, it gives us an ability to access and acquire new players, Wilson said. Typically, we've had franchises perform very well on Nintendo platforms. Certainly, our expectation is that products like Football Coach and Madden and others might find real energy on the platform as they have done in the past. When you think about it, something like The Sims and My Sims Cozy Bundle, which performed well ahead of our expectations of 50% of all players who were new to EA, that represents a great opportunity for us. So again, nothing in our models at the juncture, but our expectation is that anytime a great new console comes into the marketplace, that gives us access to new players and new communities, that we have the IP that will benefit from that. So yeah, I mean, honestly, it don't surprise me, but at the same time, it also surprises me that they never took an opportunity with the actual Switch.
Oh yeah, like Madden would have sold a lot more copies if it was on the Switch. Obviously, I mean, 130-some million Switches out there, but just Madden, just football in general, is a big seller, especially on a portable console, because usually you can take it anywhere and you don't have to be online to play it. So, yep. Like on the PSP, I bought Madden and 2K every year for it that it was released, because just easy to take on the go. And then also whenever NCAA football released on the PSP, I bought it too, just take sports games on the go.
Mm-hmm.
It says the last time an entry in the sports franchise released on the Nintendo platform was Madden 13 on Wii and Wii U in 2012.
Been a while.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had anything for a while, but I mean, obviously the Wii U was the Wii U, you know, as far as like spectators goes and developers. Then they probably didn't have their trust initial with the Switch, or they didn't feel like, I don't want to say dumbing it down, but dumbing down their game for, you know, like Hogwarts Legacy. They had to dumb down their game to fit on the console like that.
Yeah, I mean, 2K did it though, you know, so, and I'm sure the Switch made 2K a crap ton of money, so it would have done the same thing for EA.
Oh yeah, and it's not like, yeah, because they're going to make their money for doing that. It showed with 2K, and it's not like it's some sort of game it takes, you know, 4 or 5 years to make. It's, you know, repeat, reskin for the most part. Add a couple new names in every few years.
Yeah.
Or every year, because, you know, obviously new draft picks or whatever.
Yeah. So every year you're going to get a crap ton of money from the Switch if you release it. And then same thing, like EA, I don't know if they just don't like making money or what. But, I mean, yeah. Just look at how they did College Football 25. It's only on next gen, not even on PC. How much money are they losing out? Just seems like just to be lazy, just so they don't have to make different versions of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a football game. There's no reason you can't make it for last gen and PC if you made it for current gen.
That's true.
I don't get it. Like, it's not a huge technical game.
Yeah. And it shouldn't really be a selling point to get a new console.
Yeah.
Or next gen.
Yeah. And there's so many people out there that have missed college football, you know, because we haven't had a NCAA football game in, what was the last one, 13?
Yep, 13, so 2012.
Yeah. So,
same time that game came out for the Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. So people like me and you played those games when we was younger, and I would have bought it for PC and played it. But EA, like I said, they don't like making money. It seems like they make stupid decisions when it comes to football games that don't take a lot of power to run.
I mean, I never played football, Coach, but I'm assuming it's still the same concept.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they see that the EA Sports FC franchise, formerly bearing the FIFA title, has been a mainstay on Switch. So that's the only EA Sports game that has been on Switch.
FIFA?
Yeah. So if you can play FIFA on the Switch, why can't you play Madden? Still has a bunch of players running around, kicking a ball around. I don't understand what I mean, yeah, I know they're two different sports, but they're both pretty much have the same thing. A bunch of players running around, throwing a ball around. FIFA can run on the Switch, so can Madden.
That's true.
I'm just tired of EA's bullcrap.
I've been tired of EA bullcrap since I was a kid.
Yeah. But that is all the time we have, guys. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials. We have our Twitch and YouTube, Instagram, Discord, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, everything pretty much. Buy our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Colin, do you have anything?
Nope, that's it. Later, guys.
Appreciate you guys. Catch you next week.